Mama said, "Horace, what made you do that?" He says, "Well, she had no business to have her mouth open."
That stinker. Isn't that just like a brother? Oh, Law, I bet that hurt. What was your house like when y'all moved to town? Is it still standing, the house that you lived in?
The house that I lived in on... Yes, it's called the... what's the name of it now?
Which one is it?
The one with the hammocks out there in the front.
Oh, that's the house y'all moved to?
No.
When you moved to Roswell?
We lived somewhere else 3 years, but it was in Roswell. Mm-hmm. We rented a house 3 years before we moved up there. But they were all on too. But this is...
It's a business now.
And they have hammocks all over the yard and everywhere. You know where it is. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's really interesting.
Now, where did you go to school around here then?
Oh, I went to one school all my life after I left Midway. That was a little country school. I went half a year over at Midway. That was up there where the cemetery is now.
And then you went to Roswell School.
And then I went to Roswell Elementary in the second grade. And I hadn't been up there but a half a year. So I had to learn to read in the second grade. And I sat in Miss lap and learned to read.
Oh, she sounds like a good teacher.
Yes, she was.
Whereabouts was that school? Is it still standing too?
Yes, it's across from the Methodist Church on Mimosa, where the Independence, that's what they call it now.
Wow, what was school like back then?
Well, we thought it was wonderful. We didn't know any better.
Did you have the same teacher all day long?
Oh, yes,
yeah, we did. Because nowadays, you know, they switch around teachers, but...
That's when I started. They had several grades in one room, but later on, we had a teacher for every grade. Well, when I started teaching, I had 2 grades in one room. I had 6th and 7th grade. So that was enough to get started on.
Was it hard to teach 2 grades in the same classroom?
Not if they pick you out some good students. And they usually did that when they gave you a combination.
Oh, good. Good.
That was it.
Okay.
Oh.
I taught at for 32 years. And that was before I received my degree. I had a 3-year certificate. And then when my husband died, I went back to college, and in 68, I graduated from Georgia.
Wow.
I went to all of the colleges around. I had 9 courses in 1 year, and I was still teaching and raising the baby.
You were doing all that at the same time?
She wasn't a baby then, though.
Wow.
She was about your age, wasn't she?
A little bit older.
Yeah, a little bit older.
That's really something.
So how many children did you have?
I had one.
One daughter.
I had heart trouble. My mother said she can't have another one. The way her heart was beating, you know?
Yeah.
So never did have any more.
Wow. And so how many grandchildren now?
How many what?
How many grandchildren, two?